my vision for India. On national days such as Republic Days and Independence Day, you must have heard the speeches made by our leaders. These speeches inform us about the progress of the nation. They also tell us about some new initiatives which the government plans to take for the continuous development of the nation. Do you feel inspired and enthusiastic when you hear such speeches? Do they make you feel that you too should contribute a little bit and make India one of the best nations in the world? Before we read this speech made by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam and know what his vision was, I would like to tell you something about him. Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam was born in the island town of Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu on October 15, 1931. He became the 11th President of India, serving from 2002 to 2007, and was popularly known as the People's President. He spent most of his childhood in financial problems and worked at an early age to supplement his family's income. He was the Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister and the Secretary of Defense Research and Development Organization from July 1992 to December 1999. He was project director for SLV-2 and chief executive of the Integrated Guided Missile Development Program. He patronized grassroots innovations. Closely associated with the Honey Bee Network and the National Innovation Foundation, he was an iconic and inspirational figure among the masses. He is immensely loved and adored by the children of India. His clean image and ability to inspire the youth in India made him the Bharat Ka Paryavaran Ambassador, the first Asian to be bestowed upon the Hoover Medal, America's top engineering prize for outstanding contribution to public service, in April 29, 2009. He was honored with the nation's highest civilian honor, the Padma Bhushan, in 1981, the Padma Vibhushan in 1990, and the Bharat Ratna in 1997 for his work with ISRO and DRDO, and his role as a scientific advisor to the India government.